With free agency kind of waning and the draft over with, how would you assess the competition that you've created on this roster?
Well, you know, we feel like we have a more competitive roster going into camp. It's still very early. So I think there's some definite battles that will take place, you know, throughout the spring and into the summer camp before we get into September. So that's a good thing. You know, good thing to have a little bit of depth, good thing to have some competition. We certainly want to create as much competition as possible. And, you know, we feel like we've done a pretty solid job of that.
Jeff, with the install of some of the stuff you're doing right here, are you kind of seeing the difference now of which guys can pick it up pretty quickly and which guys aren't? Most guys come along pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty solid. I think the staff's done a good job of utilizing the time that we've had. You know, the time prior to getting out here and having the OTAs was valuable time. You know, having the meeting time and being able to walk through, it's not quite what, as coaches, what we'd like, but we make the most out of what we can with the current structure. So, you know, we were able to teach, you know, going against cones and dummies and motorized cars that carry jerseys and things like that, doing the best we can to simulate people moving, and now obviously we get a chance to practice. And so at least a lot of the things that are being thrown at them now, they had a chance to do it against the dummies and in a walkthrough pace prior to, you know, actually lining up against a person.
Carr took the snaps but wasn't throwing. Is that a concern at all for you?
I'm sorry?
Carr, he took some snaps but he wasn't throwing today?
Yeah, he was able to take some snaps and we'll bring him along. So I think things are progressing.
Although it's just OTAs, I mean, this is a new system that he's learning. How critical are these days, you know, for that he's missing and for him to get acclimated with his teammates and just get up to speed with this new system?
Yeah, I think we'll take advantage of all the time that we do have and make the most of it, you know, where we can.
You mentioned after the draft how critical the undrafted free agent signing period was going to be and that you expect at least one undrafted free agent to make the team. Who's jumping out so far? Anybody standing out to you?
There are a few that are turning heads, but you know, I don't really want to do the scouting for the people that may be interested in some of those guys if we can't keep them all. So you know, we'll see how it goes. There's some guys that were undrafted that are here that have a chance, and I think as we get into training camp, we put the pads on. I kind of reserve, you know, some of that until we get into camp and see them operate with pads on. So, you know, there are a couple of guys that certainly have made a strong case for themselves in terms of how they move athletically, how they've been able to pick up the system, and how, you know, how we project they're going to do when we put the pads on. But I don't want to get ahead of myself right now.
Has a Christian Ponder's background with Bill Musgrave accelerated what he can do in terms of knowing the system and such? Are there things that he's familiar with?
Yeah, I think. I think there are definitely things that terminology, you know, reads within the system that he's been through before, you know, with Bill. And it's not all the same, but there is enough carryover where he's going to feel a little more comfortable than the other guys in terms of terminology and what it means right away learning the system. But, you know, we're not trying to turn it into rocket science. I mean, there, you know, basic principles we want to be good at, and I think the entire group is doing a pretty good job. I told our guys, I think we're making significant strides in this time that we have together, and you know, I'm proud of the way we're working and attacking the off season. I think we're being productive. I think we're growing as a football team. I like some of the signs I'm seeing.
Kind of to add to that, what does Christian bring in terms of leadership to the team, and especially in the time where maybe Garrett can't go all the way?
Well, he's a guy that, you know, was quarterback of a team that won 10 games. So, you know, it's not easy to do in this league. So, you know, he's got some experience. He's been in, you know, big moments before. He's He's quarterbacked his team to a winning record, and so that experience is beneficial. You know, beneficial for him. And if anything were to happen, you know, having he and Matt, you know, both as guys that have taken snaps in the games, that you know, it's a good thing for us.
Been a number of rule changes this offseason. Most recently, the PAT rule from last week. Coach Seeley spoke on Sirius Satellite Radio. He doesn't expect it to change things a whole heck of a lot. What are your thoughts on the new PAT rule?
Yeah, we're going to see. I'm going to spend a little more time, you know, thinking it through, talking it over with the staff. And honestly, you know, I haven't stopped to do that yet. So before I, you know, get into an in-depth conversation about it, I'd prefer to have some of those discussions and spend a little time. A little more time, you know, thinking it through and exactly what it does mean. I think there are certain things that we will have to be aware of. Obviously, you know, penalties. You know, if you get a holding penalty or a false start penalty or something occurs, it's going to make for maybe a tough conversion. So, you know, there'll be some unintended consequences that nobody really understands yet. We'll just have to work our way through it like everybody else.
One of the things Coach Seeley talked about was that situational awareness that, you know, the other team can return a botched play for points.
I like that part. You know, the fact that the ball's alive. I know, you know, forever it's been, hey, just throw it up because it doesn't matter. You know, defense can't do anything with it. So, you know, that coaching note goes out the window. You know, now – regardless whether it's 1 point or 2 point try, the ball is alive. So that's definitely a noted change.
Is Dan Williams, is he rehabbing an injury?
Dan, yeah.
Is it serious? Are you concerned about the injury, or is it something wrong?
No, he'd be fine. He's rehabbing.
Is he still not cleared for contact?
No, he's not cleared yet.
How would you assess McGloin's progress? And I mean, the previous staff liked the way he prepared. They liked his competitiveness. What have you seen from him so far?
I'm sorry, who's?
McGloin.
Yeah. No, I think he's done a good job. You know, he's a fiery competitor. You know, he's done, I think, a good job of attacking the off season and preparing for what we do. And he's taken some good quality reps. So that's why I feel like, you know, both he and Christian are doing a nice job right now, taking advantage of the added reps that both of them are getting. So it's good work.
Jack, with Amari Cooper, do you see any of the veteran players, be they the DBs, a guy like Crabtree, who they were pushing him, or is he a guy who doesn't necessarily need to be pushed, or maybe just advised from the experience?
No, I think we all need to be pushed. You know, we all need to be coached hard, you know, demanded from. So he's no different in that regard, and so even some of the guys that you mentioned, they need to be pushed and coached hard. So now we're going to get after our guys and coach them hard and demand. And I think the group, you know, for the most part, is what I alluded to earlier. I think the group has responded, you know, well to the demands of the staff, and you know, kind of picked up and are beginning to develop the habits that we're looking for.
Another injury question. Sorry, is Lofton close to being a full go, or what's the status?
Yeah, I'm not gonna, you know, get in on where they are and all that. Just prefer not to get into specifics about it. So, you know, we've got a couple of guys that are still being held out that are doing the best they can to get back, and we think they'll be back soon. So we'll just leave it at that.
How has Streeter looked so far? He missed. Real productive guy a couple of years ago, missed almost all last year. Come back with his foot. Does he look?
Yeah, you know, I think he's coming along fine. I think, again, he's been able to, you know, learn our system and plug in. And he's a guy that, you know, should be a productive player for us.
Any early observations about your running back group so far, or is it still pretty much wide open?
Yeah, I think we'll, again, I'd like to see those guys work in pads. Everybody looks good when they're running around in underwear and they can't be touched. So, no, I mean, you know, we'll see. Obviously, Yeah, we added a couple pieces to that group. And it would be important that we get good production out of that position.
Is the use of flags on the return, the punt return and kickoff return, guys, something you've done previously?
As close as we could get the two-hand touch. No, we just trying to be creative and work within the rules and, teach leverage and tackling without actually, you know, doing that, without being physical. So I think it's, pretty smart way of going about it. Coach Seeley, brought in, put flags on them and teach the leverage and the tackling that we're looking for and closing down the running lanes. And to get the returners, use some of their skill, develop some of their skill, running the ball full speed, without there being any collisions.
I saw the defensive players doing push-ups afterwards. Do you preach to each part of the team winning practice? Is that something you talk about, winning the practice?
Oh, yeah, we have little periods where we'll, have some number of push-ups at stake for, who can get it done there. So, yeah, just having a little fun. I mean, they swear I don't know how to count, so. But, no, it's gone well. That's why I say the guys are, we're working hard, working smart. We're developing a mentality here, creating the culture. And the guys have done a really good job of understanding, how to work together. And I think that's really important for us.
One of the position groups that seems to have undergone an overhaul is that tight end group. You might have the biggest group of tight ends in the National Football League. How do you assess that group, and what do you expect to see from them this season?
Well, we think it's a good group. We added a couple good players to it. It'll certainly be one of the more competitive groups that we have. There is some size there. I think if you want to run the ball, then you better have a tight end or two that can block. We feel like we have several that can. But we think they can do more than that. So, I'm excited about that position, how it's changed. And, we have a chance to, get some significant production out of that group, not only in the passing numbers, for Derek and all in the passing game, but also as run blockers, opening up lanes. I think some big guys that will move people.